Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be exploring the world of open source document signing, and we're really going to focus on DocuSeal. It's a fascinating alternative to those big names like DocuSign, you know, those big players. And before we really get into it, let me quickly mention our sponsors. SafeServer are really the pros when it comes to digital transformation, and they can even help you host DocuSeal on your own servers if you want that maximum control. Check them out at www.safeserver.etade. Now think about this. You need to sign a document electronically, maybe a contract, an invoice, even just a permission slip for your kid's school trip. Traditionally, you'd probably turn to a service like DocuSign or PandaDoc, right? But what if there was a way to do it all for free without sacrificing any security or features? That's where DocuSeal comes in. The thing that's really grabbing my attention right away is that DocuSeal is open source and boasts over 8,000 stars on GitHub. That's a pretty clear sign that developers are excited about this. It's like this platform is tapping into a real need in the digital world.
Exactly. And that need often boils down to cost and flexibility. You know, those traditional platforms can get really expensive, especially for individuals or small businesses. DocuSeal being free forever for individuals is a huge draw. It means you can have all the power of digital signatures without breaking the bank.
And it's not just about being free. Open source software, by its very nature, is often much more adaptable. DocuSeal also offers options for businesses and developers who are more, let's say, tech savvy. They have an API and webhooks, which are basically just ways for different systems to communicate with each other. This means businesses can really automate their document workflows, integrating DocuSeal right into their existing systems. So someone who's running a small business could use this to, let's say, automatically send and track contracts, without having to manually go back and forth through emails.
Absolutely, and that's really just scratching the surface. There's also the option to self-host DocuSeal, meaning businesses can keep all their data on their own servers if they really want that maximum control, or they can go with DocuSeal's cloud-based solutions for a, you know, simpler setup.
Okay, so we've got options for individuals and businesses, but what about the user experience? I mean, if it's free and open source, are we sacrificing ease of use?
Not at all. In fact, a lot of users say DocuSeal is even easier to use than some of those paid options out there. There's one testimonial on their website that really stood out to me. It says, DocuSeal has nailed their UX. I truly disliked PandaDoc, and I struggled to understand how they managed to overcomplicate a product like this. DocuSeal's design is so intuitive, it took me 2 minutes to set it all up. That's high praise right there.
2 minutes? I'm impressed. And you know, it's not just about the interface. Good customer support can make or break any software, especially when you're dealing with something as important as digital signatures.
You're absolutely right. And users rave about DocuSeal support team. They're responsive, helpful. That peace of mind is so valuable, especially for anyone new to e-signatures.
And here's something that I think really highlights DocuSeal's global reach. They support document signing in 13 languages. That's a clear sign that they're aiming to make digital signing accessible to everyone, regardless of where they are in the world. Now, there's one feature that really caught my eye, HTML to PDF form. Can you explain what that is and why it's so significant, especially for developers?
This is where things get really interesting. Imagine you're a developer creating a web application. With this feature, you can use simple HTML code to create dynamic forms, which DocuSeal then transforms into professional, fillable PDFs. No more fiddling with complex PDF editing software.
So for example, if you're building a website for real estate, you could have users fill out rental applications online, and DocuSeal would turn those submissions into secure, signable PDFs.
Exactly. It streamlines that whole process and opens up a ton of possibilities for creating customized documents that adapt to different situations.
Okay, so we've talked about ease of use, global reach, and powerful features for developers. But let's address the elephant in the room, open source. When we're dealing with sensitive information like signatures, isn't there a risk in using software that anyone can see and modify?
It's a valid concern, and security should always be a top priority. However, DocuSeal is designed with a really strong commitment to compliance and follows all the relevant regulations like eSignU, UEDA, and IDES. These are legal frameworks that ensure electronic signatures hold up in court. So from a legal standpoint, you're completely covered.
That's reassuring to hear. And on the technical side, being open source means the code is constantly being reviewed and improved by a global community of developers. That kind of transparency can actually lead to stronger security in the long run.
You've hit on a key point. Open source doesn't have to mean less secure. In fact, that constant scrutiny can help identify and fix vulnerabilities much faster. than with closed proprietary software. It's like having a global team of security experts on your side.
Now, one more thing before we move on. I was really intrigued by the embedded signing form feature. For popular JavaScript frameworks like React, Vue, and Angular, can you unpack that a bit?
It's all about seamless integration. Imagine you have a website where users need to sign agreements, like terms of service or waivers. With this feature, you can embed that entire signing process directly into your website. No more redirecting users to a separate platform, which can be really clunky and disruptive.
So instead of sending someone off to a new tab or window to sign something, they can just click and sign right there within the web page they're already on.
Exactly. It creates a much smoother user experience and can really boost conversion rates, especially for businesses that rely on online forms and agreements.
Okay, this is fascinating stuff, and I'm eager to dig even deeper. But first, we'll take a quick break and be right back after a word from SafeServer. Who can help you navigate the world of DocuSeal and open source software for your own business needs? Welcome back. We were just talking about how DocuSeal can seamlessly embed signing directly into websites and applications. But what about developers? What makes DocuSeal so appealing to them?
Well, one thing that really stands out is their API. It's so robust, like a secret language that lets developers tell DocuSeal what to do from within their own applications. They can automate tasks, trigger events, even build completely custom interfaces. It's incredibly powerful.
So it's like giving developers the keys to the kingdom, letting them tailor DocuSeal to fit their exact needs.
Precisely. Imagine a company that manages all of its contracts through a CRM system. Using DocuSeal's API, they could automatically generate and send contracts for new clients, track their progress, even receive notifications when those contracts are signed, all without ever leaving their CRM platform.
Wow. That streamlines things in a major way. No more jumping between different systems nor manual data entry. And speaking of notifications, you mentioned webhooks earlier. Can you explain how those work and why they're so valuable?
Sure. Think of webhooks as like digital messengers. Let's say a customer signs a document through DocuSeal. A webhook can instantly send a message to another system, like your CRM, alerting it to that event. It's like having real-time communication between your applications.
So it's all about creating the smooth, automated flow of information between different systems. I can see how that would be a huge game changer for businesses that really rely heavily on document workflows.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just efficiency. Developers can use webhooks to trigger all sorts of actions, like sending confirmation emails, updating records, even kicking off other processes. It opens up a ton of possibilities for automation and customization.
Now, we talked about the HTML to PDF form feature earlier, but I want to dive a little deeper. It sounds like a real time saver for businesses that handle a lot of personalized documents.
It's a game changer, no doubt. Imagine you're running a real estate platform. With this feature, you could instantly generate personalized lease agreements for each new tenant. It pulls in all the data, like property details, rental rates, and tenant names, all without needing any manual edits.
So instead of using generic templates and manually filling in the blanks for each document, you can have DocuSeal create perfectly tailored documents on the fly. That's incredibly powerful.
Absolutely. And it's not just about efficiency. It also reduces the risk of errors and ensures consistency across all your documents. It's a win-win for everyone.
Okay, I'm convinced that DocuSeal is packed with powerful features for individuals and businesses. But let's circle back to the open source aspect for a moment. You mentioned security earlier, but are there any other concerns that businesses might have when considering open source software?
Well, one common concern is support. You know, with proprietary software, you typically have a dedicated support team you can call when things go wrong. But with open source, you often rely on the community for help.
So instead of having a direct line to a company, you're relying on the goodwill of other developers and users who might be scattered all over the world. That could be a bit daunting for some businesses.
It's a fair point. But open source communities are often incredibly responsive and helpful. There are forums, documentation, even online chat groups where you can get really quick answers to your questions. And DocuSeal actually has a particularly active and supportive community.
So it's like crowdsourcing your support. Instead of one company's knowledge base, you have access to this collective pool of expertise from people who are really passionate about the software.
Exactly. And let's not forget that open source software is constantly evolving. The community is always working on improvements, adding new features and fixing bugs. It's a living, breathing ecosystem that's constantly being refined.
That's actually a huge advantage. With proprietary software, you're at the mercy of the vendor's update schedule. But with open source, you have the flexibility to update as often as you want. And you can even contribute to the development process yourself if you have the technical know-how.
So it's not just about using the software. It's about being part of a community. contributing your own ideas and shaping the future of the platform.
Exactly. And that sense of ownership and collaboration is something that a lot of businesses find really appealing. It's a different way of thinking about software, one that's based on transparency, community, and shared progress.
All right, so we've talked about the benefits of open source, but let's flip the coin for a moment. Are there any potential downsides or risks that businesses should be aware of before diving into the open source world?
Well, one potential risk is the reliance on the community for things like bug fixes and security updates. If there's a critical vulnerability, you might have to wait for the community to address it, rather than having a dedicated team at a company working on a solution right away.
So in a worst-case scenario, you could be left vulnerable for a period of time while the community scrambles to fix the problem. That's definitely something to consider. It's a valid concern. But the flip side is that open-source communities are often very quick to respond to issues, especially when it comes to security. And because the code is open for everyone to see, vulnerabilities are often spotted and addressed much faster than with closed-source software.
So what's the trade-off? Potentially slower response times from a dedicated team versus faster identification and resolution from a global community. It's a matter of weighing the risks and benefits.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that no software is completely immune to bugs or security issues. Whether you're using open source or proprietary software, you need to have a plan in place for dealing with potential problems.
Now let's talk about something that's particularly relevant for businesses that need a high level of control over their data. Self-hosting. Can you explain how self-hosting DocuSeal works and why a business might choose that option?
Self-hosting is basically taking ownership of your software and running it on your own servers. It gives you complete control over your data, your infrastructure, and your security.
So instead of relying on DocuSeal's cloud platform, you're installing DocuSeal directly onto your own hardware, whether that's a physical server in your office or a virtual server in the cloud.
Exactly. And there are a couple reasons why a business might choose to self-host. One is security. By keeping your data within your own environment, you can implement your own very specific security measures and comply with regulations that might not be met by a third-party provider.
So for businesses that handle super sensitive information, like healthcare data or financial records, self-hosting can provide an extra layer of protection and peace of mind.
Absolutely. And another reason is control. When you self-host, you have complete control over your software environment. You can choose your own operating system, your own database, your own backup and recovery solutions. It gives you the freedom to tailor your setup to your exact needs.
So it's like building your own custom house instead of moving into a pre-built one. You have the freedom to design it exactly how you want it.
That's a great analogy. And self-hosting also gives you more flexibility in terms of scaling. You can add more resources as your needs grow without being limited by a third-party provider's plans and pricing.
Okay, so self-hosting offers a lot of benefits in terms of security, control, and flexibility. But let's be realistic. It's not for everyone, right? It requires a certain level of technical expertise and resources.
You're absolutely right. Self-hosting isn't a walk in the park. You need to have the technical skills to manage your own servers, install and configure software, and troubleshoot problems when they arise. It's not something you want to jump into without careful consideration and planning.
So for businesses that don't have a dedicated IT team,
or
the technical expertise to handle server management, DocuSeal's cloud-based solution is probably the better option.
Most likely. It offers a much simpler, more streamlined experience, where DocuSeal takes care of all the technical details, letting businesses really focus on what they do best.
All right. We've covered a lot of ground here, from the power of APIs and webhooks to the pros and cons of open source and self-hosting. But before we wrap up, I want to touch on something that's really exciting. The future of DocuSeal and open source document signing in general. Where do you see this technology heading in the next few years?
That's a great question. You know what really fascinates me is the potential for DocuSeal to completely disrupt the traditional document signing landscape. We're seeing a growing trend towards open source solutions in all areas of software, and document signing is no exception. DocuSeal is at the forefront of this movement, offering a really compelling alternative to those expensive proprietary platforms.
And it's not just about cost. Open source brings a whole new set of values to the table.
Yeah.
Transparency, collaboration, and community. DocuSeal embodies these values, fostering this spirit of innovation and shared progress.
Exactly. And as more businesses embrace open source solutions, we can expect to see even more innovative features and integrations emerging from the DocuSeal community. It's a really exciting time to be in the world of digital document signing.
Okay, I'm ready to wrap things up. But before we go, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought-provoking question. We've talked about the benefits of DocuSeal for individuals and businesses, but what about its impact on society as a whole? Could a free, open-source platform like DocuSeal truly democratize access to secure and reliable digital signatures? Could it empower individuals and level the playing field for small businesses? These are questions worth pondering as we enter this new era of digital document management. Now we'll take a moment to thank our sponsor, SafeServer, for their support. Be sure to visit them at www.safeserver.dere for expert guidance on digital transformation and all your hosting needs. They can even help you set up DocuSeal on your own servers if you choose to go the self-hosting route.
Yeah, those are some really great questions to think about.
Yeah. As we wrap up our deep dive into DocuSeal, let's bring it back to our listeners for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first heard about DocuSeal, I have to admit I was a little skeptical. Could a free and open source platform really compete with, you know, those big established players in the digital signing market? But after, you know, exploring all its features, hearing about its user-friendly design, and really understanding the power and the flexibility it offers, I'm starting to see the potential.
Absolutely.
What really stands out to me is that DocuSeal isn't just a piece of software. It's more like a philosophy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a testament to the power of open source collaboration, community-driven innovation.
Yeah, it's like DocuSeal is saying, hey, everyone deserves access to secure and reliable digital signatures, no matter what your budget is or your technical expertise.
Right. And that's a powerful message. It's about empowering individuals, leveling the playing field for small businesses, and really creating a more equitable digital landscape for everyone.
Yeah, I think so.
So if you're tired of paying those high fees for e-signatures, or if you really value transparency and control over your software, DocuSeal is definitely worth checking out. It's a game changer, plain and simple.
I agree.
And even if you're not ready to completely switch over, I really encourage you to at least explore the world of open source. It's a vibrant community. It's exciting. It's constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible with technology.
Definitely.
You know, one thing that has really stuck with me throughout this whole deep dive is the sheer enthusiasm of the DocuSeal community. It's so clear that people aren't just using this platform. They're passionate about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that passion is contagious. It makes me really excited to see what the future holds for DocuSeal and for open source in general.
Yeah, me too. As we conclude our deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought. The future of technology isn't just about lines of code or fancy features. It's about people. It's about communities coming together to solve problems, share ideas, and build something better together.
I like
DocuSeal is a perfect example of that. It's a testament to that human spirit of collaboration and the belief that technology can be a force for good in the world.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into DocuSeal. We hope you learned something new and are inspired to explore the world of open source a little more. And don't forget to check out our sponsor, SafeServer, at www.safeserver.de. They can help you navigate this exciting world of open source software and make it work for your business. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.